And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour, playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things in the same vein as that. First track is going to be a remix of Jai Uttal by the Desert Dwellers, who are actually hearing a remix of the Desert Dwellers in the background right now. But the track is from the release Dial In for Mantra. And is entitled Sri Krishna Govinda. If you'd like to give me a call, you can do so. 604-822-2487. Back right after this.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CATR Radio in Vancouver. The first track was by Jai Uttal, remixed by the Desert Dwellers from the CD entitled Dal M for Mantra. Mantra being chanted, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Hinata Narayana He Vasudeva. So to break it down a little bit, just what does it all mean? Sri, in simplistic terms, addresses the feminine divine. The term Krishna is a name that is given to, it means all attractive, or sometimes it means blackish. One of the avatars of the Supreme is named Krishna. The name Govinda means different things, different people. If you look at these words in Sanskrit, they're coming from the Vedic literature. There's different references to the term Govinda that was attributed to Krishna. So this is actually, all these words are names of the avatar Krishna. Avatar means one who appears on earth, one who descends from the divine realm. Difficulties. we'll walk around. So the term Hare is kind of like Shri in a way. It's addressing the feminine divine Murari. He Nata. Nata means the Ishvara, master or the controller. Narayana means the abode. One of the meanings is the abode of all living entities or all souls, the resting place of all souls. Hey, Vasudeva. Vasudev, when Krishna was on the planet a few thousand years ago in what is now India, his father's name was Vasudev. So he was, another name for him was Vasudev, which means the sun or it's like the appearing aspect of Vasudev. Because Vasudev also refers to Brahman or the Supreme Brahman, or what is known as the state of Brahma-Bhuta, which is pure spiritual existence, effulgence. So it said that Vasudev is visible when one is on the Vasudev platform. Just breaking it down a little bit. The next set is going to be a real interesting mixture of things. We're going to start off with Wade Morissette. Later on in the set also we're going to hear from Greg Velo. I think it's Velo. I should ask him how to pronounce his name. Velo or Velo. And also so it's some local folks in this set. Sparrow, we're also going to be hearing from. Also, we're going to hear possibly from Vidya. We're going to hear words from Steve Kilby of the church about his how he found bhakti as a means for transcending his life and his situation at one point in his life. And maybe we have time, Anahata Sacred Sound Current as well, we will hear from. And also Dub Kirtan All Stars. So there's a whole bunch of stuff we're going to try and cram into the next 45 minutes. We'll see how we do. First track is going to be by Wade Morissette. And this is the twin brother of the famous singer Alanis Morissette. He's also a musician. When he was trained in different things when he was growing up, and then he moved to to India, where he found devotional chanting. And then since then he's been putting out CDs of that nature, sacred music, sacred sound, mantra-based recordings, kirtan. In fact, his performances, he usually starts out the concert with some kind of ecstatic dance and ends it with kirtan. So the track I'm going to play by Wade Morissette is Guru, well, it has the mantra in it, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara. And then also overlapped, as you'll hear, is the mantra Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityoma Mudicham Gamayam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. In translation, lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from the darkness to the light. Lead us from death to immortality. Om, peace, peace, peace. And the other mantra as well, it's overlapping, is also basically paying homage to the guru or to the spiritual teacher or teachers that guide us on the path to transcendence.
Sad. I was in rehab in America in 1994.
Mm.
And I was coming off a really big drug habit, and I was, to say I was sick and demoralized and in the worst possible shape that a man could be in. And I was lying on my bed. I actually got down on my knees and prayed and said that they say you don't give people more than they can handle. Well, I can't handle this anymore. And immediately, bang, there it was. There it was, that thing I'd always wanted. And it was there, and there was no mistake, and it was stronger than reality. Because I humbly and desperately cried out with not one ounce of intellect and not one ounce of anything, oh, let's see what you can do, but with a complete, just like a baby screaming for its mother, a baby screaming for its mother in desperation, it answered, it forced answered, but as I walked around this rehab feeling smug and clever and like, wow, I've really got God now. Started thinking about it and intellectualizing it, the feeling began to kind of run away. Getting it, one thing, keeping it is another. Anyway, I never got it again, never came back, but I never ever manifested that level of need. I believe if you really need it and you really want it and you one-pointedly cry out for it, you will get it, but if any one little bit of you going, ooh, Krishna's going to come into my mind or something, it ain't going to happen.
religion. Well, they themselves were non-denominational spiritual warriors. Then later, the followers were called a religion, preserved their teachings. But today, too many religions tend to polarize people and countries. Religions divide. Spirituality unites.
Some are stars.
back. You're listening to Mantra on CATL 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So we just heard from Brulote. Full name Sparrow Deviani Brulote, commonly known by people locally and involved in the Kirtan scene, just a Sparrow. She's from Alberta, Canada, originally, but she's often in Vancouver. In fact, she has something coming up. Let's see. I believe on May 20th, there's a kirtan at Prana Yoga. It's 293 East 2nd Avenue. And for more information about that, see, I'm currently looking at the Drone Love website. This is somebody else that we heard from after Wade Morissette. We started out with him, the twin brother of Alanis Morissette, famous Canadian singer, songwriter. And the track was featured two mantras dedicated to the guru. And we heard from Greg Velo. That I will ask him. He did a rendition of the Gayatri Mantra. Kind of an interesting, almost like early Pink Floyd kind of sound. His website, dronelove.com, it's all one word, dronelove.com. You can check that out. On there you will see he's got some gigs coming up. One of which is he's going to be playing with Sparrow at Prana Yoga on the May 20th. So there's a link there. You can click on the website and surely get more information about that kirtan if you'd like to attend. Also, you'll see that on June 1st, he's part of a project called Nod, which consists of some wonderful musicians, some of which who were involved in the theater production Siddhartha, which was playing in Vancouver a few months ago. Greg was actually, I believe, the musical director for that that play, and that was one thing that really struck me about that play was excellent acoustics, excellent live music throughout the play. Really amazing. He's so Nard Project. They're going to be performing at Just Dance Journeys, which is the regular Friday night thing at the Russian Hall, and billed as World Fusion Acoustic Trance. So Greg is a multi-talented guy. He also performs with Sandra Lee at the Give Peace a Chant kirtans, which are on the next one is coming up actually tomorrow night. That is at Open Door Yoga and 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. Starts at 8 p.m. Let's Give Peace a Chant. You can also Google that and you'll find a lot of information about that gathering of folks. Greg often plays bass and other instruments at that kirtan. And then we heard from Anahata Sacred Sound Current with a rendition of Govinda Bolo from the unreleased Whisper from Eternity CD. Some tracks kind of trickled out, but not as a whole that I could fathom. We also heard from Steve Kilby of the Australian supergroup The Church. Very famous and long-standing band, probably one of the most famous Australian bands ever to come out of Australia. And Steve Kilby, the bass player and lead singer, he in an interview that was broadcast it right here on CATR. On the Stranded show, him talking about just his experiences with chanting and his experiences with addiction and parts of the story. It's a bit longer, it didn't all get broadcast, but he's talking about just like his experiences in a rehab facility in LA, I believe, with he was hanging out with people like Perry Farrell, and I had this experience of just connecting to the Supreme just through devotion, through chanting, and just through this kind of meditation, and something that really impacted him. And other parts of the interview, he was also talking about how that kind of devotional element he's now actually seeing in his own children, just through, like, sort of, I guess, it's actually such a contagious thing that once it is there within a family, it's very contagious. Even though it may not be obvious under the surface, it's something that permeates, because it's actually very close to our true, real, natural self and disposition. Kind of reaching, connecting element is just there waiting for us to tap into. And I think we ended with, and then we mentioned Sparrow and her track, which was Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. And this is actually a really nice mantra. Simply, it means, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. Sparrow will also be one of the performers at the Kirtan Vancouver Festival coming up this August in Stanley Park. This is a free Kirtan Festival. It's going to be featuring a lot of people from the local Kirtan community, and also some people from out of town as well. That's on August 18th, coming up fast, actually. Last track is going to be the Dub Kirtan All-Stars with Sita Ram. This is a collaboration of many musicians. 10-piece live collective sound system. It's actually the creation of David Starfire and Freak Nasty to kind of fuse together a sort of live electronic sound with kirtan, or call and response chanting of mantras. And they perform at various different festivals throughout North America this summer. You can check out their website, dubkirtan.com, for more information about that. We'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR. That's next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to the website and download all of the different shows from the past, since we started last year. MantraRadio.co, and also you can send us feedback through there or directly MantraRadioShow@gmail.com. So here's the last track of the show, Dub Kirtan All Stars with Sita Ram, See you next week. Until then, take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Sitaram, 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 Sitaram,